Welcome to Shelby Confessions, a mix of inspiration and understanding to help you cherish the day. Hey, you guys. Today I would like to talk about empathy. And the true definition of empathy is the ability to understand and share the feelings of another. And sometimes I can honestly say, if you were to ask me a couple of years ago, do I practice empathy? And I would say, yes, I do. Because with understanding another person, you must show empathy to their feelings, not the situation, but their emotions that comes with the situation, how that person feels at that particular time of what they've done or what has happened to them. And that comes with understanding. But I also want to point out in one particular notion is that after so many heartaches and pains and you know, traumatic experiences you've had, showing empathy to the wrong individuals can kind of turn you numb. And it could kind of make you, lose empathy for anybody, even if it's for a good person, even if it is for the right reasons, you start to lose empathy. And honestly, I could say I've lost, you know, I'm slowly rebuilding my comprehension to empathy because I've been through a lot, you know, obviously. Through my testimonies, but when you lose empathy, you really start to lose compassion about anything, about anybody's opinion. And sometimes you can agree to disagree with the person, but when you lose empathy, you can't agree to disagree with anybody because your way is the only way, and you become aggressive. And I could tell you, at a point in my life, I was aggressive, you know what I'm saying? Like I had understanding, like I could understand why you did X, Y, Z, but I had no empathy to the emotions that carried with it. Like, I was like, screw you. Even if it was an accident, even if it was a logical reasoning, I had no empathy towards that person and their emotions because I felt like they needed to be accountable for it. Like, I can't forgive you unless you see it my way, like that type of thing. And my really good friend pointed it out. She was like, you had so much empathy for people, especially when we're younger. But the trick that messed you over is that you had empathy for the wrong individuals who cheated, lied, and betrayed you to where you lost it. But the crazy part is you can regain empathy, not just for other people, but to help yourself as well. So you can be less angry. I feel like a lot of times people, when they're going through a healing transition, they're at an angry stage. And being angry is like, you know, like you understand what happened, you're trying to get over whatever, but you're still aggressively angry because you show no empathy towards your understanding of what happened to you, who you are as an individual, and what happened to that person. And, you know, I gotta say, when you've been raised by the streets, when you come from the gutter, when you ain't have no hands out and you worked your behind off, and every little thing that you bust your bone to get, you appreciate it. You highly appreciate it. You value it like it's gold. It's a precious piece of you because you worked so hard to get to this achievement, this acknowledgement. And so, from coming from when you come from, you know what I'm saying? Even if it was the wrong way, or even if it was a right way that you got to this point, you start to appreciate things differently. So aggression may come because you'll see another person that had the opportunity, didn't come from the streets, didn't come from a broken family, broken home, didn't come homeless, didn't come, you know, with these things. And they didn't work hard for nothing. And you see them with the same acknowledgement as you do, or even higher, and you're angry about it. Now, let me tell you, I understand that anger, and I've been that way, because I don't understand why you feel like we're equal. Because that same person that did not have the opportunities you had and still made the acknowledgments and achievement and award, but they treated like trash, it offends me and it hurts me and it pisses me off. And I'm a BITCH at that point, because I feel like I worked for this moment and I appreciate it and I value it, and you don't. But there comes the empathy part, which I lacked. I didn't have it. I'm sorry, I didn't. And the reason why I didn't is because I cannot see somebody who had things given to them they didn't have to work for it and not value the reward. I can't. Not just the reward, but just to be thankful that they had all those blessings. Like, I would be thinking every day, every blessing, their parents, everything. You know, I would be so thankful. But that's a difference between me and that person. And that's why I must show empathy, because that person has never had to struggle a day in their lives. And so I have to understand their feelings and share their emotions, that they will never comprehend my struggle and why I appreciate things differently from them. With empathy, I can teach them the value of appreciation. With empathy, I can progress and help someone understand the work ethic it takes to get to that point so they can be appreciative. That could be my blessing in disguise, but I don't have any empathy to that person to show them that. So I lose that opportunity to have a good karma, a good blessing happen to me because I lack empathy. You know, I think that we, like, I always talk about balance. I never say you should have one or the other. I never say you should, you know, be a driver and not a passenger, or a passenger and not a driver. I specifically preach balance. With everything that we have, we all should find the mutual balance. You can't have love without hate. You can't have hate without love. But between, in the middle of balancing those things in your life, you will show progression. And when I say this balance, I feel as though we need empathy in our lives, because we need to understand the abilities of everybody's emotions and feelings so we can be considerate. And I have a really good person in my life, and I express to him empathy. Because where he's, you know, raised from, there's no empathy. And back in home from Louisiana, empathy to me is Southern hospitality. Whether we know it as Southern hospitality or empathy, I think it's hand in hand. I think it's the same thing. Because with Southern hospitality, we show respect to you automatically because we demand it back. I say yes, ma'am. No, ma'am. I say please and thank you. I open the doors. I lift up a chair. I show gratification to others. I show empathy. And I think that that's missing in the world, because we lack the ability to appreciate one another. So we demand respect from others that we never given respect to. So by moving into different aspects, where he's from is, like, you know, Cali and, you know, Vegas and stuff. They don't believe, when I visited California and I said yes, ma'am, and no, ma'am, I worked in a pharmacy, they literally looked at me like I was freaking crazy. They were like, you're not from here. You have manners. I was like, what? Like, what is this? You know, you're from the South, ain't you? And I'm like, yeah. You know, they were like, tell by your accent and the way you're very polite. But what I've been taught and raised by was showing empathy to others so that I can receive an understanding for my own personal emotions and feelings. Southern hospitality is basically showing love, treating everyone, regardless of we're family or not, with love and compassion, because our world consists of that. Everybody goes to New Orleans. Well, let me correct y'all. If you're not from Louisiana, I want to make this very known. Mardi Gras is a Southern holiday for the southern regions of Louisiana. So not just New Orleans celebrates it. All those little towns on the way to New Orleans celebrate it as well. So we party, we drink, we dance, we culturally celebrate coming together and enjoying each other's company with empathy. Every time you go to a Southern person's house, we try to feed you. Not because we're trying to make you fat, but because we're showing a gratification and empathy to you as welcoming you into our home to nourish your body, to make you feel welcomed. Not because you did something for us, but just the simple fact is that in return, we hope that you show in your life the same empathy that you received in our home. It's showing respect to one another. And I feel like in the South, it's very high. I mean, now, I'm not saying the South is perfect or whatever. We have our faults, but that is one of the things I want to teach my children. The Southern hospitality, the empathy that we have for one another is impeccable. And it can never be duplicated. Like, I'm so passionate about my culture, it's ridiculous. Because I see a lack of it when I travel. Like, it just baffles me. And then sometimes I have to catch myself because I'm in different areas and I start to become other regions and not practice what I've been taught. Like, speaking to people, like, you know, living in California and Texas, you know, Southern hospitality, it doesn't go past Louisiana, I'm sorry. But some Southern, you know, Texas people have it. But sometimes I have to realize, like, I'll be walking, you know, in an airport or something, and people just stare at you. And, you know, normally people, like one of my good friends, they'll just stare back at them. And I'm like, don't do that. I'm very polite. I'm like, hello, how you doing? Oh, you're gorgeous or whatever. Like, that's how I was taught. You know what I'm saying? That's how I was raised, to speak to people when you walk into a room. Or, you know, it's showing empathy towards their feelings and emotions. Like, it's important. This is very important. So while I'm saying how important empathy is, when you've been hurt and damaged and you become angry, bitter, broken, you can lose empathy. And when you lose empathy, you begin to turn cold and not be sympathetic to the next person. And this person could be there to help you, not hurt you. They could be there to simply love you, and you show no empathy to them whatsoever. There is a time where to show empathy, and there's a time to be awakened. When to show, respect everybody from the janitor to the president. But some people will take your empathy for a weakness and use it. Like, I've been so giving to people that have crossed me, stabbed me in the back, and drugged me into the desert to die. Like, seriously, they didn't care about me. They didn't care about the things that I helped try to build with them. They didn't really officially care. They were milking me dry. And after that happened to me, I was like, I can't give anymore. And so I fixed myself. And when I fixed myself, and I'm saying mentally and spiritually, when I became centered, I still was angry. And I refused to let that ever happen to me again. So I was very guarded. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was just like, you know, nah, you ain't gonna talk to me like this. This is my way or no way. Like, I was very direct about that. And I lost empathy, and I had a question. Anytime I lost empathy, I would always go to my brother. Now, I talk about my brothers a lot, but one in particular, my brother, Devin, he would awaken the empathy in me quickly. Anytime I lost it. And he never knew it. Or maybe he did know it, and I don't know. But anytime I lost empathy for a year, and I had a really bad breakup and a lot of things going on in my life. So for a year, I was, you know, teeter-tottering over the edge of empathy. And anytime I would lose it, I would go to him. I'd call him. I'd see him. Or just something. And sometimes he wouldn't even... He would say just something silly. Like, you know what I'm saying? He would dance or something, or smile. Or he would talk to me about life, and I would gain that empathy back. I would gain that feeling. He would say this empowering, like, quote or something that wasn't even pertaining to my story, but I felt that it did, and I felt like it impacted me. So when he was incarcerated, when he became incarcerated, I was like, what do I do? I was really lost at a point, and I contacted my cousin, because me and my cousin, my brother, we they're, you know, similar. They're like, we're like peas in a pod. And she was like, you remember we was back at, you know, Alexa's house? And she's like, I told you to never let the world change you. Don't ever let anybody crush the girl with so much happiness in her heart and in her life to change. Don't change that person. Regardless how ugly the world gets, it's going to be hard. It's going to be unbearable. You're going to get lost. But never lose that person, because you basically carry joy in your heart, and no one can destroy that. Whether you feel like you've lost it, it's always there. Don't change. And I remember that conversation. And, you know, even when I feel like my brother didn't even know his impact. But what he did understand was, to make me crack a smile could make me that little girl with hope and joy, or even talking to me to make me forget about what's going on in my life and my worth, or even saying, Ma, I love you, or you're amazing, I'm proud of you. Like, little things that you feel like you needed to hear, that was my empathy heart beating again. And I realized that it's important to keep it. And even when you feel like you can never, like, how, because I asked, I was like, how can I gain empathy again? And no one really could answer that question until I sat back and I recalled those moments I had with my brother. And then I remembered the meaning, the definition of empathy is the ability to understand and share the feelings of another. So the fact that I could sit with my brother, talk to my brother, and share emotions of caring and balance, and even when he felt lost, he showed hope. Even when he was tired and beaten and broken, he showed a strength within him, and it still would flicker. Even if he thought that it was gone, it was there. And that was the empathy within him for himself, for his children, for his family, for his friends, for anybody that came in contact with him. Whether you betrayed him, he showed empathy and understanding to you. I'm not saying he would let you betray him again, but you had to respect the man who was willing to understand you at your vulnerable point, even when crossed. It was impeccable to me. And to this day, I still carry that advice, that it is possible to gain empathy again, whether it's for a sign with my brother or with my cousin or even a memory. I feel as though those times that I wasn't at my best and I was at my lowest, I wanted someone to feel me. I wanted someone to hear me. I wanted someone to tell my story and understand it. I wanted to be heard. And I was so hurt, and I wanted someone to say I'm sorry. I wanted someone to accept my apology when I was wrong. I wanted someone to hear me. And how many times have we been falling and flat on our faces, and we just want to be heard? You know what I'm saying? And then you go to your friends and you talk about what's going on, and you know, you feel a monkey just stretched off your back. Like, do you understand how impactful that is to be heard and understood? So by saying at your lowest point that's what you needed, don't you think somebody needs that same empathy? Don't you think somebody needs that second chance, that deliverance from you? Whether it be, and I'ma make it clear, whether it be you never understood their actions, you don't understand why they did what they did, what they did to you. But the empathy you show for the feelings and emotions that they really didn't mean to, or that they don't even understand what they did, and that further down the line, that what they did to you will come back tenfold for a lesson for them to learn, is empathy. What I always say, and I've said this before, when I'm breaking up with people, my main thing is I say, I wish you the best. Why? Because I'm showing empathy to these people that hurt me, because I don't want the same thing
to happen to me happen to the next person. I want you to learn. I want you to grow. I want you to find love, whether it wasn't with me, but with someone else, and never make them feel the same way you made me feel. I want you to fully open your eyes and realize the impact. It's the first step to forgiveness. It's showing empathy towards your enemy, looking them dead in the eyes and making them realize that I understood you, or maybe I didn't even understood you, but I feel your pain. And even though you don't understand it to this day, what you did or how you hurt me, one day you will fully open your eyes and see the lesson here. And I know that I made an impact. And then I know that I can be able to forgive you. Maybe not at this moment, but one day. Not just for you, but for myself. Show empathy, you guys. In conclusion, I just want to tell you guys to promise to cherish the day. And it's your girl Shelby Henny signing off. Have a good one, y'all.